We're speaking with Blaine Lamb, who is the race director for the Borges Run virtual race, which is happening during the first half of May. Blaine, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Obviously, the Borges Run is going to be a bit different this year. Exactly what is going to be happening?
Well, we were excited to move the start-finish to WMU campus. As it turns out, it's not to be. So we gave runners in the canceled race refunds, and we also gave them the opportunity to donate to charity, which some 300 did, that we care for our children's charities. And we also created a special fund at the Ascension Borges Foundation for COVID-19 relief. I would quickly add, I'll talk about the virtual run in a second, but the COVID-19 relief fund has already generated more than $3,000 extra dollars through people who have registered for the virtual run. So the Borges Run virtual race at this point has 1,676 entrants. Among those are about 150 WMU employees who are accepted into the race. They need a code. You don't need to publish that on over the air. But with their code, they get into the run free, and then they will have their race medals and their race shirts distributed at Western. This same format is being used for our 70 or so sponsors as a way of us thanking our sponsors for helping us out over these years. As it turns out, you know, their sponsorship had less value, so we're trying to bring more value back to them. Regular runners are paying $25 to sign up, and then when they do, we have a place on our registration starting tomorrow, May 1st, where they can submit their results, and then we will have virtual results. We also have results by age division. People can go to borgesrun.com. They can print a bib if they wish. They can look at the fact that we've got some virtual sweepstakes. We've got a lot of giveaways. No purchase is necessary. In fact, I just heard from a non-runner that wanted to sign up. That's fine. But everybody who does register for the virtual run, whether they pay for it or whether they get it through their employer, is entered into that. We've got a lot of big gifts, a getaway experience, a lot of things from Gazelle Sports, bags, shirts, gift certificates, shoes. We've got a year's supply of chocolate milk. We've got a free night at the Radisson. We've just got a lot of gifts to give away. It's our way of saying thank you to the community for supporting us. It's not just community people that will be running it. We've got entrants from 24 states, in addition to a lot of local people. The local people can also go to borgesrun.com and look at our 27 local courses. So if they don't want to get in their car, or if they don't have a Garmin watch or whatever, and they want to figure out where they're going to run, they can just go on our website and do it. Very soon, we're getting up a Psych Up video or two. People can download the Run Kalamazoo app they can find it through our website. And there, they can take a selfie when they run and send that to hashtag Borges Run. Gazelle is going to make it possible for us to have a virtual expo here fairly quickly. And we're doing everything we can to create excitement around something that is, in a lot of ways, a huge disappointment. It's just, we're doing what we can here to have people feel okay about this.
For those who are not aware, perhaps you can give us just a really brief recapitulation about what the Borges Run is. You know, when did it start, and what's it basically all about?
Yeah, thanks. The annual Borges Run, which has been held, would have been held this time for the 41st year, and the Kalamazoo Marathon, which would have had the 10th running this year, is held the first weekend in May, and we get about 7,500 people, including kids in the Kids Fun Run. We have a marathon, half marathon, 10K, 5K, 5K walk, and a motivational mile for people who are overcoming health challenges. This year, because we've canceled that, we have virtual runs in the 5K, 10K, half marathon, and full marathon. Again, people can run anywhere. All they have to do is go to BorgesRun.com to sign up. Then starting tomorrow, they can submit their results. And it's something that we're, we're doing the best we can.
The virtual race and marathons run through when?
People can submit their results anytime from tomorrow morning, which is May 1st, through May 17th. Registration will stay open through May 10th. So let's say you one of your friends went out and ran over the weekend, submitted their results. They're looking forward to getting their shirt and their medal. Then you could still sign up and you know, through May 10th and go do the same thing. Are people walking it? Yes, they are. Some people are walking. We're really doing this in the same spirit that we put on the canceled, what now canceled run, and that is to get people to do more for their health. We know very well that running and walking and any form of exercise is a fantastic form of stress relief, not a trivial matter in these times. And obviously it's good for our health, and we can enjoy things that, you know, for a long period of time over healthy lives.
You know, normally, of course, you know, people get together in big groups and run, you know, in groups of varying sizes. And I would assume that that's, you know, very, very motivational to have your, you know, your friends sort of egging you on. So do you think it's going to be a little bit harder on the motivational front this time, being as kind of an individual thing?
We've heard from a lot of people who were so motivated through things like Borges Run Camp to get out with groups and to exercise that indeed they've lost some motivation. Some of them are thanking us for doing this to kind of, you know, give them a reason to get out again. Other people say, look, I'm just discouraged. But you got to take the long view on these things. You know, a lot of times people say they're starting, but what's more important, most of us have done it many times, is starting over. So we've also heard people say, you know what, I'm going to put my running shoes back on and go out and do this. They might have been training for the half, and now they're training for a 5K or 10K, or they're just going to go out and use the 5K as a motivation to say, hey, I'm going to get something started for the summer. We know that people are going to have a hard time getting motivated. That's why we're doing a lot on social media. We're doing a lot with the virtual run results. We're doing a lot, you know, with video, with, you know, anything we can, the giveaways, to create some excitement, because we do plan to be back in 2021. How that will look, we don't know, but we're going to work on all the details, and we've already started planning for both Run Camp and the Borges Run and Kalamazoo Marathon for next year.
If someone wants to register or just wants to find out some more about the event, how should they do that?
They can go to BorgesRun.com, BorgesRun.com, or they can go to thekalamazoomarathon.com, and we'll look forward to it, or just Google Borges Run. There's a place to sign up. There's a place to get more details. There's a place to get your bib. There's a place to look up courses. There's a place to download the app so you can take a selfie. You know, there's a place to sign up for the sweepstakes and the free gifts. Just doing what we can. I just want to thank Western Michigan University for being such a great community partner and sponsor all these years. They've done so many things to help us out. People everywhere, from public safety to facilities to landscaping to administration, governmental affairs, Margaret Van Steinen in particular, have been so great to help make this happen. And they've, you know, they've been cheering over the years, and now they're doing some heavier lifting to help us put it on this year. It didn't come to pass, but they did a great job. The people in food services, I mean, it's just it's wonderful to have a partner like Western Michigan University to do this. And now to see that 150 of their employees are signing up, we want to deepen that relationship.
Blaine Lamb is the race director of the Borges Run, which is now a virtual race for 2020 because of the pandemic. Blaine, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.